an agent. Getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Ask Winchester Insurance on Main Street if auto owners make sense for you.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Here's your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. We are looking at the warm-up beginning today. Sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon. Late day shower and thundershower chances were in the low 70s. Showers end tonight. The clouds linger, low and mid-50s. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday, we're in the upper 70s and low 80s Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
And from our showcase studios at 138 North Main Street in historic downtown Winchester, it's time for Mornings on Main on Winchester's own WWKY, 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and streaming worldwide at WWKYradio.com. Oh, we had a fiscal court meeting last night. We have our snow skiing magistrate, Dr. Mark Miller, in studio with us this morning, who just got off a skiing trip and managed to get back with no broken bones. How'd that happen? Hold on just a second here. There we go. All right, now you're good.
I said I took good care of myself and tried to be careful while I was out there.
You're 62, right?
That's correct.
And you're out there doing that stuff?
Yep, I still ski racing, still doing some pretty high-speed turns and enjoying while I can.
Has anybody suggested that you might ought to see somebody about that?
Only a psychiatrist.
Okay. We had, like I said, we had fiscal court meeting last night at 5:30, and we'll tackle the rudimentary stuff first. We had the budget transfers and cash transfers and the bills and stuff like that. If we have anything of note there.
Nothing really specific. Everything just went passed pretty easily. There really wasn't any people or any of the magistrates that had any additional comments to those.
We had a public comment.
We did.
We had five individuals that got up. And the way this was done last night is people signed in. They had 5 minutes. And what we had primarily last night were people that got up and spoke to the Crystal Covenant issue. And then that was basically it.
Uh-huh. Yep. There were some people for and against, and I think Both people got to promote their views. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that took place. And then there were no department head comments, that I saw.
That's correct.
And so we'll move into primarily what was the crux of what took place last night, which was the legislative update by Senator Greg Elkins.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And it was very lengthy, so we're going to kind of hit maybe some of the high points of that.
Well, he, of course, we've had him on the radio, and he's spoken to quite a few of the bills issues that he reported on last night. But I want to bring up a couple of them. We can talk. I don't know how extensive your notes are. But the first thing I wanted to bring up is the new judicial center. And there are funds now for a much-needed judicial center here in Clark County.
Yeah, what I was really happy to see that there was four counties chosen to have that funds come out, and we ended up being number one, and we got two times the amount of money.
Yeah, we got... The way Senator Elkins presented it here on the radio is they were going to take four, and the initial list And Clark County is 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess they went to work on that and got us up to 4, and we got the most money.
We did. 2 times the amount of everybody else.
Yeah. I wanted to say $70,000,
that's correct.
No, it was
$70 million. Sorry, $70 million,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yes. $70,000, and I don't put a
toilet
in there.
That wouldn't get us anywhere.
But $70 million, and of course, and Magistrate Blanton brought it up, and I brought it up on the radio, too. I mean, the question now, Mark, is going to be where?
Right. Yeah, and I don't think that's even been looked at. They're trying to, but I don't think there's any major headway on that.
I had forgotten, but Magistrate Blanton brought this up, and I remember this. The Judicial Center has been a topic here in previous years. And one of the, I forget how long ago it was, this is a while back, Central Bank is there now. I remember when I first came to town, the old Bluegrass Restaurant was there with the big bull, you know. But that was the targeted location for a potential judicial center, and it never came to pass. And Central Bank occupies that location now on Maple Street. But I remember when that was the buzz of Winchester. And but, you know, from a safety standpoint, and people don't think about that, but you look at it aesthetically, you know. Boy, you know, it's an old building, and we've spent a bunch of money, and let's, you know, let's put something up that looks nice and is functional and this and that and the other. But the safety issues, we've got situations now where I think they mentioned the courts that were involved. We got to, from a security standpoint, we're not able to handle it.
That's correct. That's correct, especially family court.
Yeah, and so they're gonna put this thing together, including monies for furniture and things like that, because you can put the building up, but there's nothing in it.
Yep, totally operational.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be a big topic of conversation going forward. And the timetable is rather quick.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
They're talking about this year sometime. I mean, not the completion there, though, but the start of it.
Right. I think they said it was going to be around a 5-year project.
Yeah. And so it's much needed.
One of the concerns for the fiscal court is that we're going to lose, you know, they pay money to the fiscal court building to keep it up and rent and those things. And so we're going to have some money being lost. And they're trying to figure out exactly how we're going to handle all that, whether that'll turn into a museum or we can use it as part of put businesses in it like they did in Lexington. Mm-hmm. But we haven't decided yet. But that's sort of some things that we're trying to bat around a little bit.
And then the next thing I wanted, you know, the other thing is roads and infrastructure and a lot of movement on that.
A lot of movement, yeah. One of Senator Elkins's focus is on infrastructure, and he's done a great job up there, him and Ryan Dotson both.
Yeah. Well, as you know, he came and made the presentation to the court to bring you guys up to date on what's going on And I appreciate Senator Elkins is accessible. We had an issue that Jeff Ray and I participated in through the Kentucky Broadcasters Association with regard to public records and the use of private cell phones for conducting public business and open records. And so KBA was involved in that, and I had to sign off on it, and Jeff Ray signed off on it, sent it to Senator Elkins, and got response.
Yeah, he's very accessible, very accessible.
And so I don't think what we were concerned about came to pass. I don't even know if it came up, to be honest with you. But anyway, he is accessible, and he wants to let people know what's going on. And with regard to the Judicial Center, and I know this to be fact, Bath County, they're already doing one over there because we've got a station in Bath County, in Owingsville. And I think what they're doing over there is about half of what we're talking about here, money wise. Mm-hmm. So I think that project is already in motion and maybe close to completion. I'm not sure, but anyway, was there anything else in his report that came to your attention?
Well, you know, I was really happy. I think there was around $100 million that came out of this, but you know, there was $9 million for the new construction to extend the Eastern Bypass, which is also a hot topic here in Winchester. People are asking, well, why is that not finished, and why is the infrastructure not in, and how are we going to get business in there, and looking for truck traffic and all those things. One of the things that I'm glad is that we won't have that truck traffic down through on Boonesboro Road coming down into town and through Boone Avenue.
I think Magistrate Blanton said when Senator Elkins finished, Robert said, now are you ready for the wish list?
Yes. That's a wish for a lot of people, I guarantee you that. Then they also had $5,800,000 to modernize some of the US 60 capacity, and mm-hmm. I thought that was good because inevitably we're going to have four lanes running from town to Lexington because it will meet up with them. And that's many years in advance, but that's something that they're starting to prepare for instead of being behind the eight ball on.
And this deals directly with Magistrate Davis's district, the package plants out there in the mobile home parks.
Right. Well, actually, it is in my district also because there's a package.
I guess it is.
It is. We're brought right there together. Yep, absolutely. And that's definitely something that needs to be done because that could become a very big environmental problem that's going to cost a lot of money. And then all of a sudden, the federal government would be down on top of things, and it could be really, really bad.
Well, it's what they're trying to do is get out in front of it and pay less.
Mm-hmm.
Then deal with it after everything crumbles.
That's correct.
And it's in a situation where that is pretty close to happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It might have been when Judge Pace was still with us. There was a video posted, and I don't know what park he was in, but there was a video posted of the plant in one of those parks. Boy, it was awful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It was awful. So I know there are monies to get that taken care of. And, I mean, he rattled off a bunch of them.
Yes. The other one I thought was really good was that they're finally getting that bridge project over the Red River Road out there over the CSX Railroad. Mm-hmm. And they spent about $2 million on that. So if that helps those people in that area of the economy, we got some waterworks repairs, $900,000 there. We got some other road projects being taken care of. And again, you got $3 million, like I said, for the sanitary sewer that we're going to run out there off Rockwell Road.
I get a tickle. And this before we go to our first break. He gets fired up on this autonomous vehicle thing. And I guess some of it's happening now, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I'm like him. I can see New York City or Louisville, for that matter. And if you call an Uber, you know, I can see that. But he's talking about they're wanting autonomous 18-wheelers out there.
Yeah. That's a lot of weight. That's a lethal weapon in the wrong hands.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm old school. I don't even my hand's on the steering wheel. Absolutely. All the time, and my foot's on the accelerator or the brake all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't want the car to do that for me.
Right.
So, all right, we have Magistrate Mark Miller with us talking about last night's fiscal court meeting. Today is Friday, hallelujah. And the lunch special today at the Engine House Pizza Pub is one meat and cheese panini. Tomorrow's the meatball sub. You get those with a side item and a fountain drink for $9.95. If you need to grab and go, you can call 355-5021, place your order, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. Ron Crowder will be in there tonight from 6 to 9, and tomorrow night, Brett Noland will be there from 6 to 9 at the Engine House Pizza Pub, 9 West Lexington Avenue, downtown.
Everyone needs a night out once in a while, and Morehead has plenty of vibrant nightlife options for everyone. If you prefer a laid-back evening, then dinner and a movie at the Cinema 6 is a great choice. Or if you'd like dancing, pool, karaoke, and happy hour, then Frankie's Plaza is a great choice. If you'd love to listen to live music, be sure to check out the venue and the Fats and Oats outdoor entertainment area. Start planning for fun on your night out at visitmorehead.com.
Local banking is important to me. That's why I choose Traditional Bank. Their experienced staff is there to help with all my banking needs. When I'm opening a new account, depositing my grandmother's birthday cash, or need a replacement debit card on my way out of town, Traditional Bank has me covered. And after-hours banking? They've got that too with online banking and the mobile app. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Traditional Bank today. Traditional Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Clark County Solid Waste Department says, come on, Clark County, let's all pitch in and help clean up our act. Keeping our community clean starts in your own neighborhood. Take pride in your community. Don't be a litter bug. Find out how you can help. Call the Clark County Solid Waste Department at 745-0255.
We can clean up our act.
Make your backyard dreams come true with River Valley Pools, now officially Premier Pools. Premier Pools specializes in in-ground pool design and installation with custom pool sizes and styles. Premier Pools is known for quality installation and customer service. Pool school is included in every package to assist you with pool maintenance. Call Premier Pools, formerly River Valley Pools, today to schedule a consultation. 859-749-5230.
Here's your LAX18 storm tracker forecast. We are looking at the warm-up beginning today. Sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon. Late day shower and thunder shower chances were in the low 70s. Showers end tonight, the clouds linger, low and mid 50s. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday, we're in the upper 70s and low 80s Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
Visions of many things, but happiness is just
night. You're listening to Mornings on Main, 731. Tim Smith, along with Magistrate Mark Miller. Graduation is just around the corner. Court Street Gifts has some great ideas for the graduate in your home. How about a terry cloth shower wrap, a cosmetic bag? Both or one or the other would make great gifts. You have one day left to pre-order these, and that's today. So you need to contact Court Street Gifts, 744-3434. Just stop by. The roll-up cosmetic bag at $42, shower wrap $42, and that includes the name or monogram. So you can place your order and tell them what color you want and all that other stuff at Court Street Gifts downtown. And then don't forget the greenhouse out of GRC, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, Saturday, 8 to 1. Come out and support GRC students' hard work in the greenhouse. We had, Mark, we had on the agenda presentation and discussion of the 2025 budget, and things are, you know, we've been in kind of a precarious position, but it's starting to look a little better because revenues are coming in a little stronger than we thought. But it was decided last night not to tackle this, to have a special called meeting specifically to deal with the 2025 budget. And it's my understanding that meeting will be next Friday,
yeah, correct.
May the 3rd. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
At 8 a.m. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really good call for Judge Yates to do that. I think the workshop is good. I hope we'll have the department heads there so we can all talk together at the same time and figure out, you know, what areas that we're needing to stay the same, what areas we need to cut.
Yeah, and there have been some cuts, and albeit voluntary cuts for that matter.
Yes. Everybody's really working hard on trying to work together to resolve this issue.
And Judge Yates said last night that the revenues are coming in a little stronger than anticipated.
Yes, yes. Where the net profit taxes were not kept up with or brought in as accurate as they are today, and Mary Blevins is doing a great job on making sure that that's taken care of.
Okay, so that was, for lack of a better word, tabled and will be addressed in a special called fiscal court meeting next Friday at 8 a.m. We had our, of course, our Monday morning memos from IDEA and the constables and transit. We had our salary increases and the finance report. All those just notes in the minutes.
Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to Perry Wilson at the EOC building for her anniversary, a salary increase, and I think she did a great job. And I was very impressed with Mary Bevin's report. I'm going to go ahead and mention that. We were talking about that revenue coming in. And from March 29th of 2024 to April 25th, 24, she brought in $1.64 million. And then also between March 29th and April 25th, another $814,000. So really doing a great job.
Yeah. Not an easy job by any stretch of the imagination.
It is not.
So we had that. We had this was, withdrawn. The salary pay increase for Tommy Patrick at the road department.
That's correct.
And then this, you don't ever think about it. This happens periodically. We had a life insurance policy that listed the Clark County Animal Shelter as a beneficiary.
Yeah,
for $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000. Isn't that wonderful? They need it.
And so that was obviously voted on. Yay.
Yay, we accepted that. Yeah.
I had a rough day yesterday because I had Eddie Wills in here and Ernie Sammons in here at not the same time, but the same day. So
both very good people in our city government.
We had approval of the first reading of an ordinance amending license fees.
That's correct.
And then now we're down to magistrate comments. And we had some interesting stuff yesterday. And I told you I actually witnessed what you talked about here. you singled out. We had, I guess it was last Saturday, wasn't it?
It was last Saturday, that's correct.
We had a bunch of kids out on county roads picking up trash.
They did. They were very well represented, and they had some adults with them, and they were working hard as you went by, dressed in their like a Boy Scout type atmosphere. It's a group called Trail Life.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a Boy Scout type group that's from the church standpoint out there at First Christ Church, here in Winchester, and they were Troop 1691. So kudos to you all. That was an extension of the Alan Curtis's litter pickup program, and he's doing a really good job of keeping our roads clean.
Yeah. Well, I had made my trip to Georgetown, and I drive the old road, and I came back 460 through Paris, came Clintonville Road, and turned there on Van Meter, and there they were. It was about 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and they had all their yellow garb on, and of course, plenty of adult supervision.
Mm-hmm. Lots of trucks with signs to let them know they were coming, being safe.
And there were not just a few of them. There were a bunch of them.
There was a bunch of them.
That were out picking up trash. So I know you you brought that to everybody's attention last night. And then I got distracted on this, but you had Steve Asbury. What's going on with that?
Well, Steve Asbury, which is our fire chief, went and did some CERT training. We're looking at really ramping up the training for this community for emergency management. Mm-hmm. We want to start preparing for some of the things that just we don't know what may be coming. And we're going to try to bring all the county officials together so that we can all be in the same building at the same time, both city and county, and be able to start working through these areas on what we should do, so we're not coming up behind it, but we're trying to stay ahead of it. The CERT stands for Citizen Emergency Response Teams. Now, they'll be limited in some of the things they're doing, but they're trying to get about 100 citizens to be able to do first aid and those kind of things. You know, they won't be out there on the front lines, but they'll be supporting those people that are the first responders.
Well, his illustration, what he brought to the court last night, and this just happened a couple, two or three weeks ago, is we had some tornadoes in the area. And, you know, first responders, I mean, this thing that happened out there on 627 North, right out there around north, Highway 57.
Yeah, Pretty Run.
Thatcher's Mill and Pretty mm-hmm. Run. All the first responders, there. And then we have something spring on the other side of the county. Well,
right, exactly. And I think that was Jones Nursery, wasn't it? That
might
the
be,
other?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that would be training that would allow citizens, whatever, to participate in disaster relief is not the word, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Assistance. And so that will take place when? Here in a couple of weeks, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
The training.
Oh, they didn't. I don't think they set up a date for the training yet. I think they're starting to put. He's already finished. He did a weeks long training and be certified to be a trainer of CERT.
Okay.
Which is what we were looking for.
Well, yeah, that kind of turns into if we have something really bad happen, all hands on deck.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I'm trying to think.
There was one other area that we did have on magistrate comments, and we just wanted to give a shout-out to three Eagle Scouts. For those of you that have been Boy Scouts and you realize the amount of work that it is to do that, then you would realize that Josh McCoy was one of the gentlemen, Dylan Coomer, and John Gamble.
Okay. All right, that's one of our 8 o'clocks has just arrived. All right. Okay. And then I know, Robert's comment was that was when he sprung the wish list.
Yes.
You know, and then Magistrate Craycraft had something that he brought up, I think, to Senator Elkins with regard to annexation.
That's correct.
And how all that works.
Yeah.
And it's a little complicated. It gets into revenue sharing and and things of that nature. And I thought the answer was that he received back from Senator Elkins was about as good as he could get at the time.
Yes, and it'll definitely benefit the county.
Yeah, but we have we've had this happen multiple times where we've had county property that's been annexed by the city, and so Magistrate Craycraft had some questions about that were addressed. Is there anything else you can think of before we cut you loose to go do your first appointment?
No, but I did. One of the things I asked Senator Elkins about was the medical cannabis that's looking at coming to our area in the state. They've approved that, and one thing that I did like that they did was is they gave four or five different options that counties could do, so they could be either to opt out of it, or they can bring it in, or they can have different options so that people can vote on it. I think that it allows the public to speak in that way and allows the county to make some good decisions for themselves instead of just doing it statewide.
All right. Well, one of the deals we have with Magistrate Miller is he's at Dr. Miller.
Yes,
his first appointment generally is at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Usually, yeah.
So we're going to cut him loose and let him go take care of a patient. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. It is 7:42, and you're listening to Mornings on Main.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. As the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued a nationwide order requiring lactating dairy cows to test negative for HPAI before transport, the American Meat Institute says that properly prepared beef remains safe to eat. The Institute is asking the USDA and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to provide worker safety guidance specific to beef processors to ensure that workers get better protected from infection. We're calling on the agencies to issue additional specific guidance to ensure USDA inspectors and meat company workers stay protected from infection, said NAMI President and CEO Juliana Potts. We will continue to work with USDA, state and local veterinarians, and our cattle producer partners to stop the spread of the virus and to ensure beef production continues. Potts also commends the USDA and the CDC for working overtime to understand the spread of the virus and to determine its effects on the health of people and animals. The National Milk Producers Federation is supportive of USDA orders on lactating cows. Since the virus was first discovered in cows, the H5N1 dairy cattle has been primarily an animal health concern, said Greg Dowd. He's president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. I'm Jeff Nally.
Rural King is busting prices on your favorite items. We've gathered the best deals in auto, pet, lawn and garden, and more happening now. Score on just about everything you need. Save $3, $5, $10, even up to $40 on select items. Look for the Price Busters tag to save now at your neighborhood Rural King or ruralking.com. America's farm and home store.
Do you know what red flags to look for when considering an investment opportunity? Fraudulent sellers might make unsolicited contact, tell you everyone is buying it, and pressure you to invest right now. They make hefty promises over the phone, but never put them in writing. At the Department of Financial Institutions, we have a saying. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. We're on a mission to educate Team Kentucky and protect your hard-earned dollars. Visit us online at kfi.ky.gov for more information.
Come and see all the good times that await you throughout Kentucky. Dive in and discover the houseboating capital of the world. Get nose-to-nose with some of the most magnificent and friendly horses anywhere. Experience all the smells, sounds, and traditions of a bourbon distillery tour. Put your hands together while listening to authentic and legendary bluegrass music and so much more. Go to KentuckyTourism.com and plan your fantastic getaway. Kentucky, come see for yourself.
Here's your LAX18 storm tracker forecast. We are looking at the warm-up beginning today. Sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon. Late day shower and thundershower chances were in the low 70s. Showers end tonight. The clouds linger, low and mid-50s. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday, we're in the upper 70s and low 80s Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
about it.
Highway in the sunshine.
where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air, in the air.
WWKY Winchester, NBC News Time. It's 8 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Hundreds of people across the U.S. have been arrested in the past 2 weeks for protesting the Gaza war. NBC's Liz Kreutz.
Coast to coast, growing protests on more college campuses over the Israel-Hamas war. From George Washington University to Northeastern, to Emory and Atlanta, where police and riot gear clashed with demonstrators.
Anti-Israel protests have sprung up across the country since the NYPD arrested over 100 demonstrators at Columbia University on April 18th. The New York Times says since then, protesting students have been setting up tents at campuses across the country, and over 400 protesters have been arrested for refusing to disperse. University of Southern California is canceling its main commencement ceremony. Brian Shook with more.
This comes after on-campus protests have taken place following the school informing the valedictorian she would not be giving her speech. The student had been opposed by pro-Israel groups, and the school cited unspecified security concerns when canceling her speech. Dozens of people were arrested after pro-Palestinian protests erupted on campus this week.
Details of David Pecker's involvement in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial came to light in court Thursday. Von Hilliard has more details after Pecker took the stand for his third day of testimony and revealed conversations between himself, the former president, and associate Michael Cohen.
Pecker said he told his right-hand man at the Inquirer not to pay Daniels the $120,000 she was seeking because they'd already shelled out tens of thousands of dollars to keep other stories about Mr. Trump quiet.
Pecker also says he arranged to buy the story surrounding Trump's alleged affair with Playboy model Karen McDougal for $150,000, but backed out of the deal after consulting with election lawyers, believing the payment may break the law. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
This report is sponsored by Aussie.com. Get smarter every day at Aussie.com. Try a new news site that tells you about the most interesting people, places, and ideas. Try OZY.com right now.
W275CO, Winchester.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
A Court of Appeals judge has denied a request for a horse trained by Bob Baffert to run in next week's Kentucky Derby. Here's Paul Miles.
The owner of Muth was seeking a temporary injunction that would have allowed the colt to enter the Derby. But horses trained by Bob Baffert are blocked from running in the Derby because he remains suspended by Churchill Downs. Muth's owner, Amers Adon, says the horse will now be pointed toward the Preakness Stakes. Rick Waldman's horse is in the Derby. Waldman co-owns Resilience.
I want him to run a really good race. I want him to run his race. I think he's an improving colt. They're all improving. But I think we're improving more than the average Derby entry.
Resilience is trained by Hall of Famer Bill Mott. I'm Paul Miles.
Kentucky native Ashley Judd held a news conference yesterday condemning the decision by the New York State Supreme Court to overturn disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes conviction.
I stand shoulder to shoulder with women who have bloody knees because male sexual violence may knock us down, but we get right back up. And together we are in this struggle for freedom from male entitlement to our bodies.
Weinstein was also convicted in California, so he's not being released. He'll be transferred to the custody of prison authorities in that state. A spokeswoman for the Manhattan DA's office says they'll do everything in their power to retry the case. A couple of people in a Lancaster, Kentucky home escaped without injury after a partial house collapse awakened them in the middle of the night. Lancaster Fire and Rescue answered a call shortly before 4 o'clock and confirmed both people were okay Thursday morning. A two-story section of the brick home caved in and spilled personal belongings in a pile on the ground below. The Red Cross is assisting with resources to help the victims in the immediate future. I'm Lee Mowen.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Where you turn when you need to know. Up-to-the-minute teen coverage continues now. This is WWKY News.
Sunshine for most of the day today with a high of 71. Cloudy and 53 tonight. Partly sunny, 77 tomorrow. And Sunday's high in the low 80s. Your LEX18 forecast comes in 8 minutes. A Winchester business owner said her safety and the safety of her customers is being threatened. Shannon Tipton's store, the Crystal Cove and Mystic Cottage, started receiving backlash after her business was featured by the Tourism Commission. She said the criticism now has turned to threats. Tipton says she's lost business and has hired Julianne Tackett as her attorney as she tries to navigate an uncertain future. It's an ongoing issue that law enforcement agencies warn people about, scammers posing as police to get money. Now officials said these scammers are finding new ways to get people to give in. The caller ID on these scam calls can often show the same number as these law enforcement agencies. Scammers are asking people to pay them with gift cards or money orders. If you receive a call or you're unsure it's a scam, contact your local law enforcement agency to confirm it was them. Kentucky power plants could face some strict new rules, according to an announcement from the Environmental Protection Agency. Coal-fired power plants are being told to capture emissions or risk shutting down. Many of the requirements would take effect within the next few decades. Power plants that run on coal are being told to drastically cut their carbon dioxide emissions or to capture them. Nick Comer of East Kentucky Power Cooperative says carbon capture technology is still in its infancy. And in girls softball last night, Montgomery County defeated GRC 15-2. We'll take a look at sports when WWKY News continues.
The best steaks in Winchester. That's what you'll experience at DJ Steakhouse. The DJ Steakhouse grill is fired up year-round with the robust flavor that only a grill can provide. It's a great place for lunch or dinner. Check the DJ's Facebook page for daily lunch specials and entertainment schedule. Family-owned and operated. DJ Steakhouse on the Winchester Bypass. Open Monday through Saturday.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Need a checkup? Choose primary care that's a fit for the whole family. Clark Regional Medical Center offers primary care for all ages with checkups, vaccinations, and preventative screenings from experienced providers. Every patient is unique, so Clark works closely with you and your loved ones to get you the medical care that fits your needs. Choose primary care at Clark Regional Medical Center. Choose well. To find a provider, call 888-847-3627.
Alvin Brooks III has joined the Kentucky men's basketball coaching staff as associate head coach. Brooks spent the last 8 seasons as the top assistant for Baylor, the 2021 national champions. He's a 20-year coaching veteran in the collegiate game. Caleb Williams, quarterback from USC, was selected first in the NFL draft last night by Chicago. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels was taken by Washington. Drake May, quarterback from North Carolina, went to New England. Marvin Harrison Jr., Ohio State wide receiver, went to Arizona. The draft continues today. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Phillies shut out the Reds 5-0. It was the Brewers over the Pirates 7-5. Guardians 6, Red Sox 4, Twins over the White Sox 6-3, Royals 2, Blue Jays 1, Cubs over the Astros 3-1, the Mariners defeated the Rangers 4-3, it was the Rockies over the Padres 10-9, Dodgers 2, Nationals 1, and the Athletics defeated the Yankees 3-1. And it's the last day at Keeneland, on to Churchill Downs tomorrow. Your LEX 18 forecast is up next, when WWKY News continues.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Looking for fast, easy, and secure electronic banking? Community Trust Bank has a wide variety of banking services to meet your needs, including internet banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. We now have even more great services like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Make payments directly from your smartphone. And People Pay, a fast, easy, secure way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us at ctbi.com or stop by one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. We are looking at the warm-up beginning today. Sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon. Late day shower and thunder shower chances were in the low 70s. Showers end tonight, the clouds linger, low and mid 50s. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday, we're in the upper 70s and low 80s Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
On Winchester's WWKY.
And from our showcase studios at 138 North Main Street in historic downtown Winchester, it's time for hour number two of Mornings on Main on Winchester's own WWKY, 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and streaming worldwide at WWKYradio.com. Pete Catullus reached out to me, is a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Maybe a couple weeks. A
couple of weeks ago, he said he wanted on the air. This retirement thing is running him ragged. He's formed another group or something he wants to talk about. But the first thing I've got to know, you sent me Susan McClure, who's sitting over here, right?
Yep. I
get the last name's right, right?
Yep, that's right.
How about that? Chuck Witt was supposed to be here, and I don't know what happened there.
Well, you want me to tell you?
Well, yeah, I might as well.
He told me that, you know, after he agreed to appear, he said he thought about it, and he thought maybe he had been too much in the public eye lately.
Well,
but here's the thing, you know, you don't realize about Chuck. He says he's been too much in the public eye, and, you know, I don't know about that. But, you know me, Tim. I'm a ham. I'd be on here every day if you'd let me. So you don't have to worry about that.
Well, you know, and Pete, he's not the least bit bashful about calling and requesting time. And Dee Burks contacted, called me yesterday because they're getting ready to, they're moving and shaking down here on the veterans thing on Broadway.
Yeah.
And so he's wanting to kind of line up maybe a program in the future. But he didn't have a date for me. I thought, you got to give me some kind of idea when you want on, you know. And Chuck is going to be involved in that. But the big thing is, how'd you get Cora Hefner to agree to come in here at 8 o'clock in the morning?
I'm going to let Cora
answer.
Let Cora answer.
Well, usually she's just getting out of bed this time, I think.
Yes. Well, maybe it's a little early for that. But this is something that I care about. So it was worth getting out of bed early for.
Okay. Well, I don't know what we're talking about, Pete. So, you know, lay it on me.
So we this actually started. I wish Tiff Hayes could have been with us this morning because this was actually her idea. I guess maybe she and I cooked it up together. But last summer or fall, when they had the Inclusion Fest downtown, I interviewed Tiff and Andy Stevenson for an article on Wind City Voices about the Inclusion Festival. And Tiff and I just started talking about humanism. We discovered that we both identify as humanists, and we'll go into what that means in just a few minutes if you'd like. But we just thought, you know, I wonder how many other people in Winchester identify as humanists or are curious about humanism. And so we started a little Facebook group, and we thought, you know, we might get 8 or 10 people involved in this Facebook group. And within 24 hours, I think we had about 25 people already join. And before long, people were saying, you know, we need to make this a physical thing. We need to get together and meet on a regular basis and maybe do some community projects and things like that. And it just took off from there. So we meet monthly at the library. We meet on the second Wednesday. So May the 8th will be our next meeting. We meet at 6 p.m. in the community room of the public library. And it's about fellowship and upholding the principles of humanism.
Before we go any further, let's define what that is.
Absolutely. So humanism is all about living ethically without the promise or fear of an afterlife. So what that means is it's a secular philosophy. We're not opposed to religion. Some of the people who are identify as humanists also are religious people. They're Christians or, you know, other religions. But it's not, we live under the principle that we want to be, well, we call it being good for goodness sake. So we want to do good in the community. We want to live ethical lives without the fear or the promise of an afterlife.
All right. Now, there would be, based on that, there would be some, Pete, that would say, well, these guys are atheists.
Well, and that's true. Many of us are atheists. We don't try to hide that.
Yeah.
But not all, you know, are.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us are agnostic. Some of us are just not. Some of us maybe.
I've never quite understood what the difference was, atheist and agnostic.
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Well, and that's kind of what I've, my 68 years, I mean, I've never gotten a real clear definition.
Yeah.
Or
I think in the general public, the general conception is an atheist is someone who's sure that there is no God, while an agnostic is just, you know, not noncommittal. You know, maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I think that's a pretty good summary. You can really get into the weeds with definitions if you want to, but that's a pretty good summary. I think probably most of us identify as agnostic.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that it's important to understand that with agnostics, it's, you know, you don't have a way of knowing for sure. So that's how I identify as an agnostic, even though I think maybe there might not be God, probably not. It's kind of how I feel about it, but technically I would say I'm agnostic. So, yeah.
Same.
Mm-hmm. I'm just cynical.
Boy, that's an understatement.
Yeah, he knows too much. I just, you know, I was brought up in the Methodist Church. I have nothing against most parts of religion.
Right.
But I don't think that a lot of it applies to daily lives. I'm just somebody who needs proof. And so I, for some years now, have identified as an atheist. It just wasn't something that came up often. And when I saw this on Facebook...
Most people don't ask you.
Yeah. No, most people say, do you have a church home? And I say, no, thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, Tim, we much prefer talking about what we do believe in rather than what we don't believe in. Mm-hmm. And so we've established what we kind of call, what we call the four pillars of our local humanist group. And those are community, service, education, and activism. And so what we mean by community, we're talking about our own community first. So people that don't attend church sometimes miss the feeling of connection that people get from churches. And so we intend to create a safe space for secular people to fellowship together, to laugh and learn, and to be there for one another. And that's the community aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the service aspect of it, which is to work toward making our town more welcoming and inclusive for everyone, particularly those who don't feel safe or comfortable in religious institutions. And that can refer to LGBTQ or, you know, whatever.
Or people who just simply decide not to go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Then the third thing is education, and that's to learn about and teach about humanism and its aims and goals. And we can get into that if you'd like. And then the fourth thing is activism, and that's basically to champion those whose rights are not being upheld and whose voices are not being heard. Like I said, we're not against religion at all. We all have friends who attend church.
Absolutely.
And you know, we love and respect those people. The one thing we do have a problem with is entanglements between church and state. And I feel like, in my mind, the problem is that they each poison each other. Religion poisons government, and government poisons religion. And we just we feel like that they need to, you know, we've got a long history of that in this country, of keeping those separate from one another.
Right.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I can't wait to see the text I get this afternoon.
Well, me too.
Well, you know, we're just putting ourselves out there, you know, Tim,
being
honest.
There are a lot of people in this town who choose not to go to church for one reason or another, or any religious establishment, not just a Christian church.
And yes, also, there aren't any other religious houses that I know of in Clark County besides Christian. So if you come here from somewhere else and you have a different religion, whether it be Judaism or Muslim or lots of different kinds, maybe a group like this would at least provide you with that community. And and the connection. And
absolutely.
And also, you know, some education.
Mm-hmm.
And they can educate us, too.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'll be honest, prior to airing the program, I did receive a text from somebody who will go nameless, who wanted to know if I knew what I was doing here. And my response was, I could have done one long response, but I'm not good at that. I did several short responses. The one thing, Cora knows this, the one thing that we have said here that we absolutely will not do is promote the cockfights of Camargo. We absolutely will not do that.
We'll go on record as being opposed to that as well.
Yes.
But we try, you know, we're a community radio station. We try to be as accommodating as we can to all, if possible, and people who listen to this radio station know that we give a fair amount of time to folks of all religions. We have a program that we run on Sunday morning that deals with churches, that Pastor Mike Smith does. He was in here yesterday.
Yep.
And we appreciate that, Tim. I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, this is a public forum. I mean, obviously, it's your show. You have a right to, you know.
Well, no, it's I'm the caretaker.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, different viewpoints have a right to be heard regardless of what they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
and I don't know how anybody can argue with promoting values and ethics and positivity.
Yes, as Pete said, it really is something that we want to share as things that we do believe in. Community, respect for each other, learning about each other, being there for people that we care about, and being there for our community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break because I got to pay for all this some way, shape, form, or fashion. Okay. The Craft Nook has been locally owned and operated in Winchester since 1994. The store is full of unique gift opportunities. It's a Hallmark Gold Crown store and a full-service fresh florist. You can place your floral order today by calling 744-9280. The Craft Nook, 1007 West Lexington Avenue.
Do you have plans for the last weekend in April? I have plans for you. Swing by the Moorhead Conference Center for the Moorhead Kentucky Proud Expo. Shop Kentucky Proud jams, jellies, meats, wines, and more Friday, April 26th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, call 606-780-4342. Moorhead Kentucky Proud Expo at Moorhead Conference Center. April 26th and 27th. See you there.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parra Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parra Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parra Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
The Department for Aging and Independent Living within the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services wants to promote the Aging Disability Resource Center, a statewide toll-free phone line that provides older adults, individuals with physical disabilities, caregivers, and professionals with information to promote independent living. Call to learn about home-delivered meals, in-home services, respite care, caregiver support, and Medicaid waiver programs to help those age 60 and over. Call 877-925-0037. Kentucky, forward together. Paid for by the Department for Aging and Independent Living, the KBA, and the station.
Here's your LAX18 storm tracker forecast. We are looking at the warm-up beginning today. Sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon. Late day shower and thunder shower chances were in the low 70s. Showers end tonight. The clouds linger, low and mid 50s. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday, we're in the upper 70s and low 80s Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack
on Winchester's WWKY.
Yeah.
It is 8:31, hour number two, Mornings on Main. We got Pete Cotulla, Susan McClure, Cora Hefner, of all people, in here this morning. We want to remind you once again, Greenhouse is open out of GRC from 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 1 on Saturday. Come support students' hard work in the greenhouse. I'm surprised the Cora didn't say anything. You went back in the back, didn't you?
Yes.
Hold on just a second there. Now try it.
Yes.
And I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the vacuum cleaner.
Well, I didn't want to be rude.
I had Frank Doyle brought in some donuts yesterday. And Ernie Sammons came in, too. And those guys got to eating donuts back there. And there was icing from pillar to post. So I had to get the vacuum cleaner out and do all that. So
jack of all trades.
Mama always told me to do what I do best. So anyway, we're talking about, and I just checked here. You incorporated this?
Yeah, we are. We incorporated our group. We filed our articles of incorporation.
For what purpose?
As a nonprofit community organization, uh-huh. And we're also seeking to become an official chapter of the American Humanist Association, of which there are only two other ones in the state of Kentucky. So Winchester would be the third. And we're doing this upright. We want to lay the groundwork for a strong organization. We've been running between 14, 16, 18 folks showing up at our meetings. It's growing every month.
Yes.
And yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's a diverse group.
A very diverse group of people. There are people, we have a few young children that come regularly and, all through up retirees and, you might think, oh, there's only one kind, only those younger folk are into being secular. But that's not true. There's a whole wide range of people who want to be in a community of other secular people.
There are some out there that will say, and as a matter of fact, one already has by text, it takes an awful lot of courage for you guys to come in here and talk about this.
I don't think it takes courage to talk about what I believe in.
I know you.
Well, it's important. It's important to let people know that they have choices and to be educated.
Absolutely.
The thing that strikes me about all this, Tim, is, my initial thought when Tiff and I were talking about this was, how many people could there be in Winchester, that are mm-hmm. secular-oriented people? And I had no idea. And so I'm hoping that the more the word gets out, more people, listen to this show, go to our website, our Facebook page, that it will encourage those people to step up and say, "Yeah, I'm a humanist too." And so, you know, we'll see.
I mean, it's important to you. Going back to what you said at the beginning, you can be both.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
And it takes, I'm 68 years old, and you realize it takes all different kinds of people to make the world go round. Mm-hmm. As an example, and Cora's heard this story. My oldest son married a young lady who's Mormon. Mm-hmm. My oldest son grew up in the Baptist church. And it caused, to be honest with you, caused a little bit of consternation. I mean, and some heavy research on the Mormon church. And he, in order to get married in the temple, he had to convert. And the interesting thing about the Mormon church is they will discourage you. You have to be a member in order to enter the temple. So they, you know, now they have, I don't know what their classrooms are. We've got one out here on Harkins. You can go into that, but in order to enter the temple,
right,
you have to be
their
a member.
Sanctuary, yeah.
Which my initial thought was, there's a church that is discouraging visitors. But on the other side, let me tell you what we found out about Mormon people. They help their own. My oldest, the one, Matthew, got his master's degree, University of South Carolina. And the day he got his degree, he got his first job. Very hurriedly, bought a house in Clemson, literally, practically online. And he had to, and she, you know, they were already married, and she was she was pregnant with Evan, my oldest grandson. And he's moving from Columbia, South Carolina, to Clemson. And so trucks are loaded with whatever furniture and belongings they had, and up the interstate they came from Columbia to Clemson, South Carolina, pulled in the driveway of the house. There are about 12 guys standing in the driveway. Didn't know who they were. They were from the Mormon church, I forget what they call it now, in Clemson. And they were there, first time they'd ever met Matthew, to help him unload and get in his house.
Yep.
And so, you know, I'm hearing that thinking, what about that? So I guess there's good, bad, or whatever. It depends on what your interpretation is. Let's go back. Let's backtrack, Pete, because you said something. You had there were four, what'd you call them?
Pillars.
The four pillars.
All right. And number three, you said, I'll come back to that and explain that further if you'd like. What was number three?
It was humanism and its aims and goals.
All right.
So humanism is a very old, and I'm not even sure what, you know, people call it a philosophy. Some people call it there are organizations. There are various, there's an International Humanist
right.
Association. There's an American Humanist Association. It's a life stance, if you want to put it that way. It's a way of anchoring. This is how we think about life. This is how we think about our relationship to fellow human beings and
right.
fellow life. And so it's about respect for all life. It's about diversity. It's about equity and inclusion. It's about the dignity of all life, all human life, especially. It's about being good, you know. It's about being good to each other.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Values. A value
ethics
system.
And values.
Yes.
Having an internal ethics and value
yeah.
system.
Yeah. And folks that want to learn more about it, we do have a website. It's Humanists of Winchester.
Well, of course, that's what you do.
Yes.
Yeah. Website.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
We're really lucky that Pete's the one that
yes.
decided that he
so
was
it's
gonna organize.
It's humanistsofwinchester.org. And we also have a public Facebook page, and you can go to facebook.com and just search Humanists of Winchester, and it'll come right up. And you can ask questions, and you know, you can further research. We have links that you can look into and learn more about humanism and its aspirations, because it's all positive. It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Can I go back to something also?
Well, I reckon.
When you talked about being incorporated as a nonprofit, mm-hmm. one of the reasons that we needed to do that is because if we want to do one of our pillars, which is education, you got to have money. You can't do anything for free. So we're going to have like a minimal membership fee, but we're also going to be able to raise funds as a 501c3 and then do projects that aid education about humanism and also aid the community.
Good giving challenge.
Maybe.
And an organization is easier for people to find as opposed to just randomly happening into other people in the community getting to know them over time. And, maybe we kind of have the same view on life. Now it's easier for people to find a group of, an actually incorporated group of people.
And just to reassure, folks that think that we're opposed to religion, we actually had a generous offer from a local church to let us actually meet in their facilities.
Yeah.
And they had a change in leadership and that kind of fell by the wayside. But I'm sure the invitation is still there. But we decided we wanted a more public space, and that's why we went with the library, and mm-hmm. they graciously let us meet in their community room.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. Well, this is a different kind of program than we've ever done here before.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. I've been in this studio, I don't know, at least half a dozen times with Tim Smith.
Every time you ask.
This is the first time I've seen him speechless. So we've accomplished something, Cora.
That's a good one, Pete. But I think it's important what he said earlier about including everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a community radio station, and yes, we're not promoting anything negative. So there's really no reason not to talk about what we think.
I'm gonna issue a challenge to the community right now. If you're sitting out there listening to this and you feel like you might be a humanist, or you're just curious, or you're interested in it, go to our Facebook page right now and send us a message, or go to our website and send us an email, and let's see how many folks we have.
You know what he's doing there? He's testing the listenership.
Well, I've heard that you have a few dozen people that tune in on.
Well, listen, we get a streaming report now every month.
Yeah,
I started getting it in December.
Uh-huh.
December was 4,000 and something, or no, November was 4,000 something. December was 6,000 something.
That's great.
January was 8,000 something. February was 11,000 something.
You're doing something
and
right.
And March was 10,000 something.
Amazing. That's great.
Because on the February and March, I got called on that.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
That's
awesome.
Yeah. And that's what that is every time somebody clicks on Listen Live.
Mm-hmm.
So in February, they clicked on Listen Live 11,400 and some odd times.
Yeah. That's great. That's awesome.
So check all you want.
This is a great resource. Since living in Winchester, this has been one of the really wonderful things is this program that you do every weekday morning. It's a wonderful like a town square kind of thing, where we're just a free speech corner of our community.
Well, we don't have a news director. We don't pretend to be a news operation by any stretch of the imagination. But the idea was, when Hayes and I were talking about this, is our local news. We bring people in. Instead of writing a story and trying to interpret what just took place, we bring them in and talk to them.
That's great.
It's community-oriented.
So, all right, I got to take another break here. Creative Coffees offers office coffee services along with wholesale and retail sales and custom labels and personalization for marketing and gifts. They also offer coffee for fundraisers, At Creative Coffees, you get fresh, locally roasted 100% Arabica beans, and they're certified Kentucky and Appalachian proud. Creative Coffees in the Winchester Industrial Park, open to the public 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can catch them at the Farmer's Market beginning May the 11th from 8 to 12 every Saturday. Check them out at creativecoffees.com. And Tamith, if you're listening, I need a box and I'll be out in a little bit. You're listening to hour number two of Mornings on Main. It is 8:45.
I'm Jeff Nelly on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. As the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued a nationwide order requiring lactating dairy cows to test negative for HPAI before transport, the American Meat Institute says that properly prepared beef remains safe to eat. The Institute is asking the USDA and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to provide worker safety guidance specific to beef processors to ensure that workers get better protected from infection. We're calling on the agencies to issue additional specific guidance to ensure USDA inspectors and meat company workers stay protected from infection, said NAMI President and CEO Juliana Potts. We will continue to work with USDA, state and local veterinarians, and our cattle producer partners to stop the spread of the virus and to ensure beef production continues. Potts also commends the USDA and the CDC for working overtime to understand the spread of the virus and to determine its effects on the health of people and animals. The National Milk Producers Federation is supportive of USDA orders on lactating cows. Since the virus was first discovered in cows, the H5N1 dairy cattle has been primarily an animal health concern, said Greg Dowd. He's president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. I'm Chaff Daly.
Rural King is busting prices on your favorite items. We've gathered the best deals in auto, pet, lawn and garden, and more happening now. Score on just about everything you need. Save $3, $5, $10, even up to $40 on select items. Look for the Price Busters tag to save now at your neighborhood Rural King or ruralking.com. America's farm and home store.
Do you know what red flags to look for when considering an investment opportunity? Fraudulent sellers might make unsolicited contact, tell you everyone is buying it, and pressure you to invest right now. They make hefty promises over the phone, but never put them in writing. At the Department of Financial Institutions, we have a saying. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. We're on a mission to educate Team Kentucky and protect your hard-earned dollars. Visit us online at kfi.ky.gov for more information.
Come and see all the good times that await you throughout Kentucky. Dive in and discover the houseboating capital of the world. Get nose-to-nose with some of the most magnificent and friendly horses anywhere. Experience all the smells, sounds, and traditions of a bourbon distillery tour. Put your hands together while listening to authentic and legendary bluegrass music and so much more. Go to KentuckyTourism.com and plan your fantastic getaway. Kentucky, come see for yourself.
Here's your LAX18 storm tracker forecast. We are looking at the warm-up beginning today. Sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon. Late day shower and thundershower chances were in the low 70s. Showers end tonight. The clouds linger, low and mid-50s. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday, we're in the upper 70s and low 80s Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
Next week is Derby Week, coming up Monday at 7 o'clock. Mary Leitner, formerly of Winchester, owner of Ocala Stud down in Ocala, Florida, now go on the air with us at 7 o'clock to tell us what we don't know about horses. 8 o'clock, Sunrise Children's Services. They're moving dirt out there and getting ready to start building. Stacy Coughlin will be with us. Bruce Manley in Tuesday at 8. And Jennifer Gully, or Bruce Tuesday at 7, rather. Jennifer Gully Tuesday at 8. We got Miss JJ, and she does the book club or something like that here. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, she teaches writing.
Writing, yeah, it's a writing thing. She teaches at Eastern. And she's going to be on the air with us 7 o'clock Wednesday. Greg Feeney have no idea. Wednesday at 8, Jackie McLeod. Thursday at 7, Nancy Turner. Thursday at 8, and then we'll have WMU and Clark Regional Friday at 7 and 8. Are you surprised, Cora?
At what?
That next week is booked.
Oh, well, yeah.
She used to, Pete.
A little bit.
She'd be sitting in here and she said, well, you've got 5 openings next week. Are you going to do anything?
I never said that.
Oh, yes,
to you.
You did.
not that tone of voice, yeah, Tim.
Okay. All right. Pete Catullus, Susan McClure, Cora Hefner. It's Humanists Incorporated.
Humanists of Winchester.
Humanists of Winchester Incorporated.
Yeah.
Can I talk a little bit about what I like about it?
Well, sure. I mean, you know.
Well, I saw the Facebook because Pete and I were connected on Facebook anyway. We had met here at the radio station. And I thought, well, that looks interesting. That sounds like me. And I'm at a point in my life being retired that I like to develop new interests. Don't always know ahead of time what they're going to be. But I like to try new things. And I like to meet new people. And since I'm not at work, I don't get near as much chance to meet people. So that's why I started going to the Humanist. And I already knew Tiff, but I've gotten to know her better. I've gotten to know Susan. And there's other people in that group that I knew a little bit or I didn't know at all. And now we have become friends. And I know that if I needed something, I could count on these people to jump in. And even if it was just moral support or something like that, if I went through something awful, those people would be there for me. And so if you're shy, it doesn't matter because somebody else will always do the talking and you can just listen. But it's been a real interesting process to get to know people who are like-minded and all we want is good for the community.
Yep.
Very well said, Cora. And I might add that if you show up to one of our meetings, you might be surprised at some of the folks you see there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let me, most of the time, I think I'm a fairly good judge of people. Most of the time, not all the time, most of the time. My read on Cora was always this, that she always went against the grain. That, you know, I know somebody very, very closely that is not a Cincinnati Bengals fan. They're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. They're not a Kentucky Wildcat fan. They're a Louisville Cardinal fan. They're not a Cincinnati Reds fan. They're a Los Angeles Dodgers fan because everybody else is a Kentucky fan, so they weren't going to be a Kentucky fan. They were going to be a Louisville fan just to be different, and that's Cora.
Except for the part about the sports.
Right, but that's Cora. I think Cora flies against the grain on purpose. I think she always has.
Well,
that's my read.
I've always called it being a rebel.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, she sits and listens to Willie Nelson, you know.
Absolutely.
I knew I liked you for a reason, Cora. Uh-huh.
and there's nothing wrong with that. But Cora has always, as long as I've known her, and this is before she worked here, my read on her was she was always against the grain. Always.
I think we've all got a little bit of that in us. And so, I mean, you have to be a little bit that way to go against the dominant culture, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let me rephrase that. We're not going against the dominant culture.
We don't fit in well.
We're not.
We're choosing a different life
in
stance.
This respect, marginalized in this community
yes.
can be.
Yes.
And I had a good example. My older sister was the first hippie in our town.
Is this the one I've met?
Yes. It's the only one I got.
I don't have much trouble believing that.
That's what I thought.
And, you know, lots of people aren't, in this day and age, nobody's raised a humanist, you know, but that doesn't mean there are lots of people here that share humanist values.
Absolutely.
You know, within religion or without a religion. You know, we're not about being a humanist for being a humanist's sake or putting a label on something. You know, we're here to share our values with the community. And those are, like Pete said, their education, their service, you know, their ethics.
Yes. And it's also a you know, there's a life cycle that is celebrated in our culture through religion. You know, weddings,
absolutely,
funerals,
yeah.
You know, being there for each other at different stages of life. And you have all that with humanism as well. There are humanist celebrants who, you know, who perform weddings, who perform funerals, life remembrances, those kinds of things. And so, you know, we're not trying to be a replacement for religion.
No.
But we are an alternative.
Yes, exactly.
An option.
An option, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I always say, you know, I learned with the audience. And I really didn't know where this thing was going this morning.
Well, we really appreciate the opportunity to come on and, mm-hmm. and talk about it, Tim.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting concept. It's, you know, I tell people, Cora comes off with this rough, you know, rough facade, you know.
Really?
And she's just about as tender-hearted as they come, you know, particularly with regard to animals.
Yeah.
But
Snoopy. Absolutely.
But she likes to put on this, you know, people can't see this on the radio, but I'm making faces, you know. And she puts on that facade, you know, and I tell people, you know, I do this once a month, Voice of Recovery. And I'll bring recovering addicts in. And the one thing I discovered very quickly is that they're good people.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
And who just made, and I'm not to correlate, there's no correlation here, but they just made a bad decision, okay? They're good people.
Well, and sometimes they're just dealt a bad hand by genetics or life circumstances.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you're just getting up and running, I guess. Now, where is it you meet and when?
We meet at the Clark County Public Library in the community room on the second Wednesday of each month at 6 p.m. And so our next meeting is May the 8th at 6 p.m. And again, you can go to Facebook and look for Humanists of Winchester or go to humanistsofwinchester.org.
Okay. You got how many in there now?
Because we just got our bylaws approved, we don't have a formal member list, but there's at least 20 people that have been to one or more meetings. So, yeah.
And how many on Facebook? Don't you have a count of those?
I haven't looked recently.
30, 40 people.
It's around 40. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully we'll get a bunch more now.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in, and again, I'm stunned that Cora showed up at 8 o'clock on a Friday morning.
Would
you bring stuff in here for Addie?
Yes, I did.
See, I go back to the animals thing.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Is that what you brought in?
Yeah.
Old blankets.
Oh, that's great.
For the animal shelter.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right, well, I'll let her know it's here.
Thank you.
All right, Susan McClure, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Cora Hefner, Pete Cutulis, as always.
Thank you.
Good to be here, Tim.
Thank you.
Tell Chucky's a big chicken, okay?
No,
he knows it.
All right. All right, thanks for listening to Mornings on Main. Have a great weekend.
WWKY Winchester, NBC News Time. It's not.